Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zolo Verhals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Zolo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws King out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Hinton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hinton. Power goes all the way around to score. Oliva moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to second. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Retzer and he is out, Cotter applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Senators, 2. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Lee Stang. Ron Klein now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Chuck Cotier. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Ken Retzer. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Dick Phillips pinch hits for John Kennedy. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Ron Klein. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Killebrew chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Batty fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Batty. Locke scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.